Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
President Obama tried to jumpstart the economy by putting federal stimulus money into alternative energy projects. The funds certainly made solar power's prospects brighter. $2 billion in federal loan guarantees have helped launch the world's largest solar project in California's Mojave Desert. It's just one of thousands of clean energy and efficiency projects boosted by the Recovery Act stimulus money. But critics, backed by a federal investigation, say some of the projects also generate waste and fraud. Living on Earth's Jeff Young has a progress report on the government's attempt to stimulate a clean energy economy.
The shadow hanging over solar power has always been cost. It's too pricey to compete with dirtier sources like coal. A small startup in Lexington, Massachusetts, that cradle of American revolution, is working on a manufacturing solution. Frank Van Mierlo is CEO of 1366 Technologies. He shows me a block of pure silicon and part of the price problem, sawing the silicon wafers that become solar cells.
You can imagine that if you saw this, that you create about as much sawdust as you have left in the wafer. And that's exactly what happens. You waste half of the silicon in sawdust. And what's worse, the cost of sawing is very costly.
The 1366 lab is perfecting a process to pull thin wafers directly from molten silicon. Van Mierlo says it could cut the cost of the wafers 80%.
That is significant because the wafer is more than half of the final module cost. And by dramatically reducing that cost, we really are making a genuine step towards making solar cheaper than the cost of coal.
The wind industry wants to harness ocean breezes to power East Coast cities, but no one's sure how offshore turbines will stand up in harsh ocean winds. Rahul Yarala says this structure going up in Boston will put those blades to the test.
What's happening here is we're building the world's largest wind turbine blade and structural testing facility.
Yarala directs the Massachusetts Wind Technology Testing Center. The 130-foot-long structure will vibrate, twist, and otherwise punish the biggest turbine blades, making sure they're seaworthy. Both these companies have one thing in common: the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, better known as the Stimulus Act. The solar startup in Lexington got $4 million, and Yarala says $25 million stimulus dollars rescued the wind test facility from financial meltdown.
And without stimulus, my guess is this would be a parking lot.
Advocates say the stimulus was the single biggest clean energy investment the country has ever made. Kate Gordon at the Democratic-leaning think tank Center for American Progress puts it at a little more than $80 billion.
That was across a range of things, you know, tax credits and grants for renewable energy development, a big program for energy efficiency for low-income houses, some infrastructure projects like smart grid and the transmission lines. It was fairly comprehensive from a clean energy perspective.
Gordon says it's too soon to fully assess that investment. But a recent analysis shows results from one stimulus program that put some $5 billion toward renewable energy.
That program has been extremely successful. The American Wind Energy Association anticipates that that program saved about 40,000 jobs in the wind industry that otherwise just would have gone away because the projects would have all died.
That study included indirect jobs associated with the spending. But any way you look at it, Gordon says, the impact was big. Stimulus money made possible about 60% of all the new wind projects in the country last year. Critics of the Stimulus Act question whether that's worth billions of taxpayer dollars. Leslie Page is with the fiscally conservative watchdog group Citizens Against Government Waste.
You can always throw $862 billion at a problem and say that you created jobs. The question is what kind of jobs were they and at what cost?
Page says the most waste, ironically, came in an efficiency program, home weatherization. Some weatherization programs saw a 1,000% budget increase. Page points to a recent report from the Energy Department's own Inspector General. In Illinois, the IG found shoddy work, poor inspection, and overbilling.
The program was, even before the stimulus, vulnerable to waste, fraud, and abuse. And we were very, very concerned that by shoving even more money, $5 billion, into the same program with no oversight, that you were going to run into some serious problems. And the audits that we're seeing now are actually bearing out that prediction.
Similar issues arose for Texas, Wisconsin, and Virginia. The Department of Energy says those problems are being addressed. Kathy Zoy is the DOE's Assistant Secretary for Efficiency and Renewable Energy.
We're now weatherizing 25,000 homes or so a month. The scale of this effort is huge. It is almost inevitable that some people are going to not do the work the right way the first time, but we have systems in place to ensure that anything that's not done well gets fixed.
Reports on wasteful weatherization projects and wind power jobs quickly entered the election year dispute over the stimulus. But those putting stimulus money to work urge a different perspective. Rahul Urala invites people to come see the hundreds of construction workers putting up the wind testing lab and consider what it could mean beyond the election cycle.
I'm an engineer, so I got to stick to my project. Construction jobs for 1 year, and it's leaving behind the world's best lab. I don't see where the wastage is.
The Stimulus Act's effect on the country's energy economy will be stimulating debate for years to come. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Boston.
Just ahead, a national truck driving champ keeps on trucking 3 million miles and more efficiently. Keep listening to Living on Earth.